Life in Castle Hedingham in the mid-20th century. Some personal memories, with thanks to Charles Bird, Monica Nash and Nellie Plum.
I'll tell you a tale now of my father.
Yeah.
We only learned this since we've been here. We had a cousin come and he brought some photographs and was showing us.
What was his name?
Michael Hillston. And he said, this was before my father married my mother.
Yeah.
Now, his parents died when he was quite young, so his sisters brought him up, and they lived in Bailey Street in those cottages. Well, when the castle caught fire, Mrs. Magendy come down, knocking up the villagers to come and help put the fire out. Now, she knocked on my where my father lived, knocked on the door and said, his name was Dyson, Dyson, I want you up the castle. The castle's on fire. And he turned around and said, from the bedroom. Oh, he says, let it burn. He says, I'm not coming up. Because what had happened, he'd got caught poaching. Yeah. By the gamekeeper.
Yeah.
And she took him to court.
Did
she?
Yeah, and he got fined 2 and 6p, which was a lot of money then.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go up and put the fire out.
Basically.
Yeah. And I thought it was so funny. I don't know if he swore anything. I don't know about that.
Good gracious
me. He wouldn't go and help put the fire out. And evidently, the next day, of course, you know, people are nosy, they went to the castle gates to go up to have a look what had happened, and they wouldn't let them go up. Wouldn't let the villagers go up and have a look.
Why not?
No, she wouldn't let them go up.
So nobody really got to look and see what the damage was?
No. But she wanted their help.
Yeah.
Help put it out.
Yeah.
But probably it was only a rabbit he caught for their dinner,
yes,
you know.
I know.